Now we have in the 147th Psalm here another great hallelujah psalm. And here again, praise ye the Lord, for it's good to sing praises unto our God. It's pleasant, and praise is fitting. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. And you can see that that has a future fulfillment. He hasn't done that yet. He hath not dealt with us. And I'm reading now the 20th verse, and you should look at that. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his ordinances, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. The nation Israel is unique. They're the only nation that ever were given the title of being the chosen people. They're the only ones given as the custodians of the revelation of God. And God not only gave them that, but he also, in that word, says he has an eternal purpose with them. That is the thing he's praising them for here. You're to praise for the peace of Jerusalem, and you're to pray also for this nation, that God will fulfill his promises to them. Now will you notice 148, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens. Now you have in this 148th Psalm, you have praise in the heavenlies. That will include the believers, I think. Praise Jehovah from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all his hosts. Praise him sun and moon. This is moving now to a mighty crescendo when heaven and earth will praise God. And now we come to the 149th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. And we've already seen that new song. That's over in the book of Revelation. They're going to sing a new song. And that new song is that he's Redeemer. He is not only Creator, and we should praise him for that. That's the reason it's nice to walk up on a mountaintop or walk down by the ocean, and then you can praise him. I think that when you're flying by air, by plane, going anywhere, that's a good time to praise the Lord also. And what a marvelous picture that we have like that.